First off, I would like to thank all of you who attended our gospel meeting. We really appreciated your support, and hopefully you were blessed in being here. And those of you who told me that you listened to the radio program, that meant so very much to me, and I really appreciate you letting me know. Thank you so very much. Now, our study this morning is concerning the question, what does the Holy Bible say about the authority of Jesus Christ? You know, the Holy Bible is proven to be the Word of God. And if one is not sure of that, you let us know and we'll sit down with you and reveal the evidences that certainly prove it. So if we understand the Holy Scriptures as the Word of God, then we can learn about the authority of Christ as we study the Scriptures for ourselves. And so this morning we're going to ask a number of questions that will encourage us to search the Word of God and learn the truth in order to answer the main question, what does the Holy Bible say about the authority of Jesus Christ? So let us study together this morning with an open mind, and we'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And that's the most important thing we could be doing. And if we'll remember PFE, that simple three initials, those three initials will help us to do just that. Now, let me take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville as we, of course, study God's precious Word in our Bible classes. And as we come together to worship God, we're striving to do so in accordance to the New Testament pattern. That would be in truth. But also, we want to have a proper attitude, and that would be in spirit, thus following John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, I can assure you that you're going to receive a very warm welcome as you come here to Morgan Street Church of Christ. Something else, too, we want to mention is that we look forward to having Bible studies. If you would like to set up one, please let us know, and we'll set it up at your convenience, of course. And also, we have Bible correspondence courses, if you would like to start one of those. Now, we want to mention this, that we appreciate getting Bible questions that you may have. Of course, your comments, positive or negative, are welcome as well. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. You'll find our radio sermons going back to about 2019, and also our bulletin articles, bulletin information about our sick and those that we have on our prayer list and other information. So check that out if you get a chance. Again, that's www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, let's get to our study this morning. What does the Holy Bible say about the authority of Jesus Christ? We all are to be very much interested in the answer to this question. So we're going to ask other questions to help us in this study. Number one, according to the Bible, how much authority does Christ have? Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, that is, the apostles, as he had rose from the grave, and this is right before he ascended up into heaven, Jesus spoke to them saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So Jesus has all power. We could say Jesus has all authority. Means the same thing. And another passage, another scripture we can look at here is Colossians 2, 8 through 10. As Paul writing to the Church of Christ in Colossae, and he was warning them, notice, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We need to be aware of these things too. For in him, that is in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. If we're in Christ, that is, we're in the Lord's church, the church of Christ, then we're complete, which is the head of all principality and power. Jesus is the head of his church. He is the head of the body. Man doesn't have a right to be at the head of the church. There's a lot being said now about replacing the vicar that died recently. Of course, you know, you're sorry to see anyone die that's lost and doesn't have salvation. But when someone claims to be the head of the church, that's only a man, you see, they're taking the place of Christ. And that's not right. And no matter how many people think otherwise, if we stay with the Bible, we'll see that Jesus has all power. He has all authority. And man has no right, when it comes to doctrinal matters, to say, "No, I have authority." And that's what the popes in the past have done, have they not? And where do you find in the scriptures that cardinals are to meet and decide which one of them is to be the new pope, the new head of the church? Do you find that in the scriptures? Of course not. There's no authority for such. And so we want our Catholic friends to stay with the Bible, get out of a false religion, and come to Christ through study of the scriptures and learn the truth and give up the false doctrine. Well, let us go on. Question number two. According to the Bible, how long is Christ to have all authority? Just when he was on the earth in the flesh? No, we're going to see how long he is to have all authority. Notice 1 Corinthians 15, 23 through 26. "But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming, then cometh the end," the second coming of Christ this is discussing, "when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God." The kingdom to God is the church of Christ. "Even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power." That's when Jesus will set down all rule and authority, all power, at the end of time. "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." So that answers our question. But let's look one other verse here, Jude 25. "To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." He's going to have all power again until the end of time. Question number three. Does the Bible reveal God's eternal plan of redemption as being in Christ? Well, I think we all should know the answer. Of course it does. But let's see the scriptures to prove it. Ephesians 3, 9 through 11. "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. That's right. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. There it is. Yes, of course, we can answer, does the Bible reveal God's eternal plan of redemption as being in Christ? Yes, sir, it certainly does. And notice the church is standing out as this demonstrates the manifold wisdom of God, the church of Christ. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, that's meritorious works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. In the mind of God was the plan of redemption. And for us to be saved, we have to be in Christ. Yes, this answers our question. Let's go on to question number 4. Is it possible to have salvation by some other name or authority other than Christ? Well, let's look at Acts chapter 4, beginning in verse 10, going through 12. This is the Apostle Peter speaking unto the rulers of the people and the elders of Israel. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Did anybody misunderstand that? There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the name, that's the authority that He has. And so, is it possible to have salvation by some other name or authority other than Christ? Of course not, is the answer. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We appreciate Mary being chosen to be the virgin, bringing forth the Son of God by the Holy Spirit, causing her to conceive a child. That was, of course, our Lord and Savior. So we appreciate that. But she is not a mediator, as the Catholic Church teaches. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, because He was in the flesh. He can relate to man, but He is God. God with us. Jesus Christ relates to God because He is God. He relates to God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. You see, He is the only one that can be our mediator, period. But let's go on. Number 5. Is the name of Christ far above all names in this world and in the world to come? Ephesians 1:19-23, let's note. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above the principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Is the name of Christ far above all names in this world and the world to come? We better answer, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it sure is. And do we recognize that there is one true church? And that church is the body of Christ. Thus, it is the church of Christ. And we should not misunderstand that. But so many sadly do. But let's go on in our study. Question number 6. How does the true church of the Bible submit to the authority of Christ today? And again, we want to see according to the Scriptures. We need to answer this question. How does the true church of the Bible submit to the authority of Christ today? John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we don't continue in the word, we're not his disciples. We're not going to know the truth, and we're not going to be made free. Do we understand this? This is clear. Romans 10:17, we know this verse. We should all know this verse because this makes it clear. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith can come no other way. If we don't hear the word of God, we can have no biblical faith, period. No matter what someone says or thinks or supposes. The Bible is right. It's always right. I can be wrong, and you can be wrong, but the Bible is always right. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name, that is the authority of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. This is how we submit to the authority of Christ today, how we in the church are able to do that, by staying with the Scriptures, the doctrine of Christ, and do in word or deed in accordance to his teaching, his doctrine. His authority is there in the Scriptures, and we need to accept it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hebrews 1:1-3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, that is the Christian age, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he hath by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Let's go on. Question number 7. How long is Christ to be glorified in the church of Christ according to the Scriptures, according to God's word? Ephesians 3:17-21. That Christ may dwell in your hearts. How? How, Paul, the Apostle Paul, is the inspired writer here? By faith. How does faith come? By hearing the word of God. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Throughout all ages, world without end. That's how long Christ is to be glorified in the church. Of course, we should understand that according to the Scriptures. Romans 16, let's go there. Romans 16, 25 through 27. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. That is, until the end of time. The Apostle Paul was writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's go now to question 8. What does the Bible say about the witness of all prophets concerning Christ? Acts chapter 10, verses 42 through 43. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Yes, the living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Of course, referring to Jesus Christ by him and his death on the cross. As we believe, not only believe though, of course we're going to repent, confess, and be baptized, and then live faithfully even unto death. That's all part of the belief here. We don't want to leave that out. But the answer to the question, what does the Bible say about the witness of all prophets concerning Christ? To him give all the prophets witness. Yes, let's understand that. Question number 9. According to the Bible, what will happen to those who do not submit to the authority of Christ? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 9. Let's notice together. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, his authority. I don't want to be in that number who are disobedient. No, do you that have not obeyed the gospel, who are not staying faithful? This is what's going to happen to those who do not submit to the authority of Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now let's ask one more question. Again, the main question is, what does the Holy Bible say about the authority of Jesus Christ? Well, we need to ask this question. According to the Bible, when Christ comes again, what will happen? Acts 17, 30 and 31. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. Didn't wink at sin, no, but the times. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead, speaking of Jesus Christ. John 5:22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day, will be judged by the doctrine of Christ. 2 Timothy 4:1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2 Peter 3:10-11, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. It's not global warming. It's not climate change. It's God destroying all matter at the end of time. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Well, we ought to be submitting to the authority of Christ, should we not? We should, of course. All of us should know that. Notice Revelation 1:5-7. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. That's baptism, is it not? Of course it is. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. We want to be of those that rejoice, not wail. But notice Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus will come unannounced. We need to be ready by submitting to the authority of Christ. So as we close our study, let's honestly answer, am I submitting to the authority of Christ? Have I obeyed the gospel of Christ? Am I worshiping God by submitting to the authority of Christ? Have I denied myself, taken up my cross, and am I following Christ daily? Luke 9:23. If not, it's not too late to do something about it. We stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel. We must hear the truth, believe that Jesus is the Christ, repent of our sins, making a change of wills and doing the will of God. And then we're ready to make the good confession unto salvation. And then, having stated Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, we're ready to be baptized, immersed into a watery grave, to contact the precious blood of Christ that washes away our sins. Acts 22:16. Calling upon the name of the Lord, that is his authority, and remain faithful even unto death. The Lord adds us to his body, the true church. And we want to thank you so very much for listening today.